Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. A transportation plan without tolls. How does it work?
How?
Len Fasano is the leader of the Senate for the Republicans in Hartford, and he's on the phone. He worked out a plan. Can you explain this to us in terms that AJ could understand?
Good luck with that one, yeah. Don't use big words.
Right.
And point to stuff you could.
So basically what we're doing is we're taking money that's in our savings account that's already been collected from the taxpayers that are earning 2%, and we're going to pay down on debt that we're paying out at 6 to 8%. We're going to pay down that debt. Like you take money out of your savings account that you're earning 0.5% and paying on your credit card that you're being charged 23%. And then that will lower your monthly payments. And we use that for transportation and leverage it with federal tax dollar, federal loans that are very low interest rate, like 0.8%, 1.1%. So it's a fiscal prudent plan.
Why didn't we do that already? First of all, how do we even have a savings account? How have we not done this already? If we're paying 6% on the loan and we're getting 2% on our savings, it's a 4% swing, right?
Right. So what really happened, it's even better than that in some circumstances, but what really happened was when we had the numbers pretty close in the Senate and pretty close in the House, we were tied in the Senate and only a couple off in the House, we were able to put a bipartisan budget that said, look, we're going to have a spending limit and we're going to have a income cap. If we raise $1 above a certain level, that money is going into our savings account. You can't spend it. You can't touch it. And then we're going to use that money to pay down debt. That's what we said back in a couple of years back, 2017, I think it was.
And why aren't we doing that?
And that's, well, now it's up to a point that it's gotten to $2.7
billion. Oh, wait. We have $2.7 billion in our savings.
Correct.
Wow.
So we want to take $1.5 billion of that, pay off our liabilities of $1.5 billion, save that principal.
What are these, like pension liabilities?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, well, the unions would love that, right? Like, how does the state worker not love the idea of that happening?
And I haven't heard one way or the other from the state workers, from the unions yet, but this, you're absolutely right. We are making their pension more solvent because we're paying off their debt. And once again, it's like paying off your credit card. We're getting rid of some debt. We're saving some principal and interest. We already got this from the taxpayers.
And
we
no
don't
tolls.
Have to tax them again.
No tolls.
And no tolls.
No nice. Tolls. So I you get, plan. All right, so how much did the governor want in money for his projects over 10 years?
So he wanted $21
billion. Billion. Oof. Okay, and then how close are you to that number with this plan?
We're at $18 billion.
Close enough.
Difference is,
if he's asking for 21, he thought 15, right? I mean, you don't ask for 21 if you want 21.
I think.
And there's no plan out there. If you look at the DOT wish list, which is like giving a five-year-old the catalog to the Toys R Us and saying, or toy catalog, Toys R Us out of business, but toy catalog and saying, pick whatever you want.
Ooh.
That's what DOT did. So out of the, that's only $10 billion, and you need $9 billion for the bridges and rail. So out of the $19 billion wish list, we're giving them $18 billion. I think they can handle that. I think it's doable. And after 5 or 6 years, if they need more money, we could do something else.
All right,
but let's
so
not
you,
give them everything.
Okay, so you did what the governor was asking, and he said it probably 30 times last week. If somebody else has a plan that doesn't include tolls, let's hear it.
Yep.
Here it is.
Yeah.
What did he think?
And I haven't heard anything yet.
Oh.
Wait, nothing?
Not a word.
Not a word.
Just a welfare
not
check, make sure it's okay.
So I saw the press release that came out right after you presented this, and it didn't seem hopeful, right? It was just like you were borrowing against the future or whatever.
You know, what's amazing is some of these editorial boards who never called me, never asked for the details of the plan, would take a position that the plan is hurting the state. When they don't even ask me what they're saying, we're taking the money, we're putting it to transportation. This is what we're doing. We're paying down our debt,
yeah,
which allows us the flexibility.
Yeah,
that's
those people,
a huge difference.
They don't report news anymore. They already have an opinion. But let me ask you, nothing from the governor, and you've worked behind the scenes with the governor's office, right?
He called me the day after and said, look, I want to take a look at your plan. You know, you're not at the 21. I get that. But we'll get a hold of you. And that's been it. They tried to set up a meeting for later in this week. And then I don't know if the schedules didn't work out, but it didn't happen.
So this is what we know then. If this isn't about transportation, this is about tolls. Right. This is a guy who said more than anybody on the planet that he wasn't going to toll cars.
Yeah.
First thing he did was 80 tolls, went to 50 tolls, now 14 tolls.
Right.
His mistake was we now know what he wants.
Right.
80 tolls.
Yes.
Right. So if he came out with 14 tolls, we would have been like,
not so bad.
Right. But now we know the real what he really wants. Now, if it wasn't about tolls, if it was just about transportation, here's the plan.
Yeah.
Right.
Right here.
So, all right. So now we know where we are with this guy.
Screwed.
But it sounds like the Senate, you know, Looney and those guys are just like, yeah, we're not going to do tolls. We're moving on. Right? Is that what's happening?
Well, you know, the Senate Democrats are saying exactly that. We're not doing tolls, so you better come up with something else. I have talked to Senator Looney, which is nice. I have talked to Senator Looney about this, and he's looking over the numbers. He kind of likes the idea, but he wants to look at it deeper, and I get that. Look, I've worked on it for 3 weeks, so I know it pretty well. So we'll wait till I hear back from Senator Looney, and then we'll see what the governor wants to do. They've asked for the numbers yesterday, our spreadsheets and backup. And we had this looked at by Pew, which is a nationally recognized nonprofit, nonpartisan foundation, who said our plan was fiscally prudent because you're paying down on debt. So we've got the backup. I've sent it to them, and you know, I'm sure they want to kick the tires, look under the hood, see what's going on, and we'll wait for them to respond.
How long does it take them to look at it, though, really?
Yeah.
You explained it to us. Us.
Right, I got it.
Us.
I got it.
Yeah. All right?
If I got
so
it, he
can
get
you
it.
You could do that in 4 minutes. This guy's had a week.
Yeah, but, come on.
All right.
Some of you.
So I'm hopeful, and I'm glad that, hey, there's a plan out there now. He can't say no one else had a plan.
See?
So,
yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, Len. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you guys for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Len Fasano. So you followed all that, right?
I did.
All right. Explain it to me.
Okay, what's going to happen is we're going to take money that we already have, and we're going to use it to pay down the debt. We're going to take some of the money that we have, the millions that we have. We're going to take 15 out of that. We're going to pay off our debt, which enables us to then borrow more money.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
Hmm.
But there's an interest rate swing.
Yes, that's not no longer that huge interest rate, like the credit card. It's going to be a lower interest rate.
Yeah. So we're going to go from 6% to under 2, maybe 0.08.
Exactly.
It's a rare case of spending money to save money.
Rare case that I actually got it, yeah.
No, but we're not spent. So we already spent the money. So what we're
it's
doing.
It's just safe.
How do you. Like,
it's money we have.
How is it possible, right? Think about your finances, right? If you're sitting home and your credit card is, I don't know, $10,000 and you're paying 18% on it, but you have the money in your bank account, you could pay it off.
Right.
Why wouldn't you pay it off?
Just pay it off. Get rid of it.
All right. What do we know?
Mm.
We're just regular people who pay our bills.
We have brains, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, speak for yourself.
Common sense, yes.
Speaking of Pew.
Yes.
Chris Matthews. This is everywhere on the internet. I don't know if you've seen this yet. MSNBC Hardball with Chris Matthews last night.
Mm-hmm.
He was interviewing Congressman Eric Swalwell about impeachment, blah, 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 blah. It appears that there was a loud sound, and we'll play you the clip. Sound comes at the end. It's a 15-second clip, and then we'll discuss what we think it was.
Who were on the phone listening to the president talk about this swap of dirt for U.S. military aid.
Chris, so far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard.
I don't think it was a chair.
No, it wasn't a chair.
Only one thing comes to mind.
Like a one cheek sneak.
I think a dog was chewing on a toy.
No.
Cheat.
Nope. That wasn't Tigger.
Let's hear that again.
Here, pull my finger.
Wow.
That's your cue, Ashley.
And yes, there you go. See,
that's so loud.
It is loud.
You have to pull that finger really hard.
Exactly. See, yeah. When Grandpa bends over, he goes like this. Yes. Hey, Grandma's running again. Get the door, Grandma. Blame the dog on that one.
Oh.
Hey, how are those prunes? Thank you.
Have you ever been in the gym and you're doing a sit-up and...
Wait, let me open this jar of pickles. Right. Thank you. It's okay. Achoo! Thank you.
Have you ever been in the men's room and you're tinkling and then,
echoes forever.
Yes.
Exactly. It just comes out.
It does.
It's like, wow, you got it coming out the front and the back.
Right.
You ever try to cough and cover it? It never lines up properly.
You ever see a doctor's bill?
No.
Too much coffee leads to... Thank you.
What did Lamont think of Fasano's plan? Exactly.
Lamont's breath smells like... Thank you.
If Lamont's brain made a sound...
Let me try and start this chainsaw.
I'm going to turn my cell phone to vibrate.
And now we stretch. Thank you.
I like how Ashley's not even trying to set herself up here.
Right. Ashley, she's not pressing it as her.
Lady tries to explain her accident to a TV reporter. Let's go right to the audio.
A car plows into an after-school bus, leaving parents shocked and troopers wondering whether the driver was drunk. She talked to Wesh, too.
Well, I was behind the bus, and I accidentally hit the... instead of hitting the brake, I hit the...
The other brake.
The bus?
Oh, my God.
I used the bus to stop my car.
You're not helping yourself, lady.
Yeah.
Instead of the brake, I hit my head.
The thing.
I would definitely send her right to the hospital.
Yes.
For a checkup from the neck up.
Evaluation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like she's having a brain.
Yes.
I hit the... gas pedal, thank you.
I wish the reporter just let it go.
I don't think it was... I think it was someone walking by.
Oh, wow.
I think it was another person on scene.
It was a bus driver.
Someone's watching television in their house.
Right.
The pause is so long, the delay out the window.
Gas pedal!
Exactly. Exactly. Right.
Oh, God.
Oops. These are the questions on Jeopardy that I can get.
Yeah, really. Oh, I know the answer to that one, man.
Wow.
That was a stoner.
Genius.
Gas pedal. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. None of the children on the bus was injured in the crash at State Road 436 and Roger Williams Boulevard. The driver was
arrested.
Why do you cut away from that?
Really,
you know, why, yeah. You got to stay with that.
You got gold right there.
That's what my news channel would do. My news channel would do. All of a sudden, it's about this lady.
Exactly.
Who cares about the bus? The kids are fine.
Yeah, they're good. We got gold right
about
here.
This lady.
I'd ask her stuff.
Yeah.
A whole quiz and whatnot.
Right.
Yeah.
You roll in a game show set behind
exactly
it.
Exactly right.
We're going to play a game now.
Yeah. Wheel of Drunk.
Wow. Right from the very first second, you know that this woman should not be on television.
Yeah, or behind the wheel of a car.
Just going to say that, yeah.
Right.
There's that too, yeah.
Yeah.
That whole using a bus to stop thing.
Like, if you don't know what the gas pedal's called, that should be red flag. Don't get in the car.
Right.
The pause was so long, I thought she fell asleep.
It's the skinny thing to the right.
You've got two options, maybe three.
Yeah. Right.
It shouldn't be that difficult.
It wasn't the fat pedal, it was the skinny one.
Right. Yeah, they even have them shaped much differently.
Yeah,
they do,
yes.
To
figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Yeah. The thin one is for gas.
Right.
The fat one is to stop.
Can you start that again?
Right from her beginning?
Her beginning.
Well, I was behind the bus, and I accidentally hit the...
I don't think it was accidentally.
No.
Mm-mm. Accident is when you mean to do something and something else happens.
Right.
Or you do something by mistake.
Hmm.
This was, couldn't figure out which one to hit, so I just picked one.
Right.
I did eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and it turned out to be the wrong one.
Yeah. In her defense, her drink spilled.
So. Right. AJ's in a bomb suit. We have the bomb squad here.
And they have an itch I can't reach.
You're in a full bomb squad suit.
It feels like I'm in a body cast.
What are we going to do right now? We're going to have him go through some stunts.
Yeah, we're going to have him go through some stuff. He's going to basically start off with getting down on his knees.
On my knees?
Yeah.
What kind of outfit is this?
On my knees? Think of it as like dog tricks.
Okay. Of course, I landed on my knee when I fell.
This is the suit you wear when you go to disarm a bomb.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Normally, the helmet would be on. So it would make things
he
a little bit more difficult.
Headphones.
Right.
Headphones. Yeah. Right.
So now get on your belly.
On my belly?
Okay. Yep.
That really sounded like Friday at 9:10.
Can I do something?
Are you okay?
I'm done.
He can't move, so he's okay.
You need to roll over now.
Well, how much does that suit weigh?
The full suit, roughly about 85 pounds.
Okay.
This is actually one
did
of
you just fart?
Oldest.
No, I said,
I don't know about that.
Wow.
Trust me. If you smell something, then you
okay. just farted.
I feel like we just had a bomb go off in the studio.
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys can smell these pants and find out.
All right. Roll back on your belly.
On my belly, okay?
Come on. There you go. Okay, now the concept here is when we go down range, we're down there alone.
What does down range mean?
Down range is going from your safe area down to where the
bomb
threat is. Yeah.
Okay.
And from there, you're basically working alone. So okay. If you trip and fall, you need to get up on your own.
Okay.
Nobody's coming to your rescue.
Right.
You have to get up. So.
Okay. Oh, that would be embarrassing, right? The media's filming and there you go. You're walking down towards the car or whatever where the bomb is.
Well,
and then you fall over and then you're just doing a turtle.
Well, it's a tactical fall.
Oh, look at that. AJ got up on his own.
Well, you mentioned a bomb. I'm not going to lay there and get blown up.
Nice. Yeah.
So this gets worn basically for any of the special packages. Anything we feel is going to be a danger. It provides some protection, but technically straight up on the package. Depending on what they're using for explosives, we may or we may not make it out alive.
Like the kinds they have, like nails and stuff, like the average, like the bomb vest stuff. Would they cut through this?
The suit is actually made of Kevlar.
Okay.
Not the same Kevlar. It wouldn't stop around if somebody shoots
it. Would stop like nails and stuff, like
it'll
sharp objects?
It'll prevent the nails from going all the way through.
Okay, cool.
The way through.
Yeah. All the way through, right. So just part of the way through. A really nasty scratch on my chest.
Yeah, the stuff that's being actually thrown out is probably coming at you at the velocity of a rifle round.
Oh.
So,
can you slow that down, please? Thank you.
Exactly.
Right.
So the front piece that's on you.
Yes.
If you look, it's like almost like a bib.
I can't look. It's just kind of like.
Yeah, this big, giant green outfit that looks like a spacesuit. And then
does.
On the front of it has a black apron-like thing strapped to it.
That's
to
a ceramic.
Stop even more.
That's
right?
Actually a ceramic plate. That's their. Or when the blast pressure comes at you, it's going to absorb a lot of it.
You cannot do YMCA in this outfit.
Try it. Pumpkin Pumps is here. I'm recording that.
But
get over there. Then AJ's going to try to do YMCA. Do we have YMCA in the...
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Let's see. Hold on.
Okay.
It'll take us a second to pull it up.
It'll take me a second to get my...
Can you do a Karate Kid pose in that? No, not really.
No, I'm not doing a crane over here. I'm doing more. People.
During the training process, do you have recruits running that or folks who are training run in that suit?
Well, when we test, we'll put them in the suit. One of the biggest concerns we have is before you even get on the squad is you go through a full testing. We don't want someone freaking out in the suit. If you're claustrophobic, this is not for you. Because once the helmet comes on, we call the helmet the dome of ignorance. If things kind of, you have to kind of slow yourself down, and he's not wearing a helmet.
Right. The dome of ignorance.
So basically, what they have to do is walk a minimum of...
What are you doing?
Dancing.
Yeah. You're just slapping your hiney.
Exactly.
Is that what you do when you dance?
It's part of the dance, yeah.
You're like doing giddy up?
Oh, yeah. My God. My eyes.
Your eyes, my ass.
You should have had that on when you were leaving the box.
I should have.
You would have been fine.
I feel like catching Bob right now.
The last training, or not training session, but the last testing session we had was down in New Haven at the tennis center.
Yeah, let's see if we can do one today. Yeah. A little too much practice, the village people. Which village people would he be here? Tubby.
The turtle.
The turtle, right. All right, nice job.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. What were you saying, Joe?
So basically, he's going to have to walk, let's say, 500 feet to start with.
All right.
Then he's carrying equipment with him as well.
Yeah,
and equipment's roughly about another 50 to 75 pounds.
Yeah.
Then he's got to do about between three and five flights of stairs.
Wow.
To the top. You set up your equipment.
Like, can't we just blow the building up? Do we really have to go through?
Just empty a building.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Then construction workers love it. They're going to rebuild a building
Why
again.
Would we risk a good person
exactly.
to save a building?
Right. For God's sake.
I'm telling you, in the summer weather, when it's like 95 to 100, and that's when we find all our special packages are on like the third, fourth floor.
Yeah, of course.
And we're not taking elevators.
It's the hand grenade challenge. If AJ or Ashley loses, we all lose.
Yes.
Joe Tempesta, bomb technician with the New Haven Regional Bomb Squad in studio. AJ's in his full bomb suit, except for the helmet because he's wearing headphones.
Exactly.
There's nothing really up there that would be damaged anyway, right?
This is true, yeah.
Right, we just want to protect your important organs.
You see my face.
All right, so Ashley has no bomb suit on. They're both going to see how they do with a hand grenade.
Yes.
Joe?
Well, Ashley's going to be blindfolded. She's going to be...
That'll... Oh, you have the cutest blindfold, Ashley.
I picked it up. Well, he gave me a choice, and this is the one I picked.
Oh, nice.
It's a little fox, I think.
Good.
It's like a bunny rabbit to me.
I really can't see anything.
All right. Perfect. Don't knock that grenade over. Okay.
Figure out where it is.
So basically, they're going to hold on to the grenade. I'm going to pull the pin, and their job is to render it safe.
Huh? How does one render it safe?
It means
put the pin back in?
Making it safe. In your case, yes.
It was a good question.
How do I render it safe? Do I throw it?
Yeah, I can fling it to the office next door.
You would put the pin in. That's one option.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the other one? Coax it to sleep?
There are a variety of different things.
Okay. Wow. You're going to let him figure it out.
I'm going to let him figure it out.
I'm going to put the pin back in.
Because, I mean, Ashley's at a disadvantage right now. She's
I can't
blind.
See.
Oh, this is great.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So.
AJ, you remember from the meeting yesterday, you can't let this out of your hand, right?
Right.
Because it'll go flying.
Exactly right. I'm going to do my best.
Okay. Do better than your best.
I'm going to.
Because I saw you leave the box.
Oh, well.
Okay. So, go ahead, Joe.
The winner is going to get one of our challenge chips.
Oh, neat.
Cool.
So,
and the loser gets a nice box.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And it's a small one.
Right.
You don't need a big box.
Well, right.
All right.
So, what we're going to do is. See your hand?
My hand.
Need a countdown.
Squeeze.
I'm squeezing.
Did you take the pin out of AJ's?
Not yet, no.
Okay. No. Squeeze. Yeah.
Squeeze as much as you can.
AJ's pin is out.
Pin is out.
Of his hand grenade.
All right, tell me when.
Where's the pin?
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
It's yours.
That's a good question. Where is the pin? How are you going to put the pin back in if you don't know where the pin is?
Right.
Squeeze
there.
Okay.
That would suck.
Pin's out.
I wonder how. Okay, Ashley's pin is out.
Oh boy!
When I say go,
you put my pin in there. You
render it safe.
Oh,
well, actually, Kev, you have the pleasure.
What?
Just say go.
All right, hold on, AJ. Hold on, you've already started.
What are you doing?
Ooh, Ashley.
That noise with that
Ashley, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm gonna win.
Okay, Phil or
AJ?
Yeah, that's right, AJ.
I can't see.
Nothing against AJ, but I'd rather have Phil holding this right now. All right. Both grenades have the pins pulled. And go. Okay. Ashley is doing something with a wrap.
Ashley won.
Oh. Ashley's pin is wrapped. AJ has the pin, and he's put it back in. Is that good?
That is rendered safe.
That's pretty good, AJ.
Thank you.
Very nice job.
Well, you know, when it's a bomb, it's kind of motivational.
AJ gets very focused when it comes to a hand grenade with the pin out.
Frig, yeah.
I thought he just put it in his mouth.
That's been rendered safe.
All right, what did Ashley do? So she didn't put the pin back in. She wrapped the grenade.
That's basically it.
With what?
Yeah.
What she did was she basically wrapped the handle in place, or what some people call the spoon.
Okay.
That's what we're preventing from popping off.
Right.
And she rendered it safe. So
wow.
She gets the chip.
Yay!
Yeah. Screw me. I had to go and find the damn thing underneath the desk he freaking threw
with,
it.
With a full body armor.
I had to use my foot to get it.
That's realistic.
And I had to get my foot to get it and then put the pin back in.
Right.
I didn't know she had gift wrap sitting right over there.
Oh, too bad you could use your eyes the whole time.
I know.
Phil, shut up. I'm gonna lob this in the studio.
You had the advantage.
You just see a pair of glasses on the sidewalk. Boom. About two blocks from here.
You weren't wearing the gray matter.
You didn't even have the helmet on.
You're gonna need a helmet in a second.
Wow.
Fine.
AJ, you did a good job.
Thank you. Luckily,
Bob wasn't in the way.
Luckily.
Catch up, Bob standing in the way of the pin.
I would just threw him over the grenade.
And he just put the grenade down his pants.
Oh my God.
Hey, what's the pineapple? Boom.
Hey, Bob, look, catch up.
Right. Here's a pineapple for your pizza.
You wouldn't
even
Joe.
Feel it. There'd be a little smoke coming out.
I like pineapple pizza.
Hold on. We need the music, and we need the official awarding of the...
Should I give it back?
Of the plastic coin?
No, don't give it back.
Okay.
Music?
That's some Chuck E. Cheese.
Joe, you're presenting Ashley with a coin.
It is a challenge chip. It's basically a casino chip.
Well, that's good. She's challenged.
With our Bomb Squad logo and
I won.
Stuff on it.
Exactly.
That's badass, Ashley. You got to keep that forever.
So absolutely. It's so cool.
Not everyone gets one of these pins.
Can't even lose it in a week.
On one side, it says, what we do in life will echo in eternity.
On the other side has your fortune.
Yeah. All right, Mom.
We almost threw it at him, but then I realized he was going
to
take it.
I'll defuse you.
Yeah. Nice job, Ashley.
Thank you.
AJ, you did an excellent job as
well. You know what? This week sucks. It's only Tuesday.
AJ wants to take a grenade to this
week. What happened to be nice to me this week? God damn it.
Yeah, that's going to start right now.
Okay, what?
All right. Joe, thanks for coming in, man.
No problem, man.
Thank you.
Thanks
get
for
this
doing what you do.
Me,
and whoever had to clear this... Thank you for letting Joe come on the show.
Yes, thank you so much.
Joe Tempesta, bomb technician with the New Haven Regional Bomb Squad. We appreciate everything they do to keep us safe.
Absolutely. God bless you all.
Thank you. H.K. Roy was a CIA agent for 13 years. He's got a book out called American Spy. Were you an actual spy?
Well, in CIA terminology, the American officer is called an operations officer or a case officer. And then the foreign agents that we recruit are technically the spies.
Okay, so you're like a spy handler.
Exactly.
All right, let's go through some of this stuff. Movie spy stuff that you feel is accurate. Like what movie did you see and say, well, they were pretty close?
You know, I like Body of Lies. Leonardo DiCaprio was in that one. That's, you know, it shows an American officer in Iraq or in Syria, and he's, you know, having to meet with and handle foreign assets who provide intelligence. That's the primary purpose of the CIA, is to provide foreign intelligence in response to American policymaker requirements. You know, if you're in a war zone collecting intelligence, then it's more dangerous than if you're in Ottawa collecting intelligence. Not that we would do such a thing.
Right. Of course not. No.
So there's no intelligence in Ottawa. Is that what you're saying?
Basically.
I didn't say.
Zero Dark Thirty. Did you see that movie? And what did you think of that?
I did see that. Yeah, I thought it was fairly accurate based on what I know. I was not personally involved in that. But I think what it gets right is the notion that, you know, if you're going to capture somebody like Bin Laden or al-Baghdadi, it's typically not dependent on one sole source of information. It's more like a giant puzzle or a mosaic, and there may be dozens or hundreds of pieces of the puzzle, bits of intelligence that when put together and analyzed by very sharp analysts, they can figure out exactly where he is. And I think they got that part right.
Yeah, what struck me about that movie is that the grind. I mean, it showed you the grind, mm-hmm. the amount of layers of information, and it's just a grind. There's no person in a tuxedo with a martini driving a really right. nice car.
It's not
this
glamorous.
Is just people in front of computers dealing with the right. locals. It was a grind.
It's a constant grind. That's exactly right. And that's how they caught notorious traitor Rick Ames, who was a CIA officer who was working secretly for the Soviets, and Robert Hansen, the FBI agent, who did the same. It was just a lot of people doing their jobs, putting together pieces of the puzzle. Not very glamorous, but, you know, important work.
Your book, do you cover some of the higher profile, I don't want to call them cases, but storylines that you're involved in?
Well, I cover what I was involved in.
What are some of the ones that we would recognize from headlines?
Well, I was very much involved in the Balkans in the former Yugoslavia, starting at the end of the Cold War in late 1989 until, you know, the war in Kosovo about 10 years later.
On a 10 scale, your book, American Spy, Wry Reflections on My Life in the CIA, where would that be as a movie?
It's funny. I've had a couple of people approach me. I'm not sure it's movie. The entire book wouldn't be movie worthy because
wrong
it's,
answer.
It's a series of
10 out of 10.
It's a 10.
It's a 10 out of 10.
That's what I meant to say.
Yes. Exactly right. We're just testing you.
It's more of a TV series, I think.
Oh, okay. So it'd be a good Netflix special.
Like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 10 or 11 episodes?
Right.
Yeah, or you could go on for, you know, you could go on for years.
Oh, yeah. So you were in the CIA for 13 years. So there's enough for multiple seasons.
Seriously.
Yeah, 13 in and then about 13 out where I worked from the outside as well.
Give us an example of one of the season's cliffhangers where our main character, you, thinks that it's over or all hell's going to break loose or things are going to get really bad.
From the first chapter, I was sent to Sarajevo, Bosnia in July of 95, which was before U.S. troops were involved in the Balkans. Civil war had been raging there for 3 years. The U.S. had done nothing. And so I was sent there to establish an official relationship with the Bosnian Security Service to try and collect intelligence on the Serbs so that NATO could go in and blow them up in a couple of months. So I showed up, met the Bosnian intelligence or security service head. Keep in mind, this is the middle of a war zone. Sarajevo was being shelled and snipers were active night and day. I found out that the entire Bosnian security service and interior ministry was under the control of Iran. And so I showed up in Iranian turf, essentially.
Not a good place for you to be.
No.
No. And they came up with a plan to kidnap me and do other things to me before probably killing me, which is what they did to my former colleague William Buckley in Beirut 10 years before that. Luckily, I found out about it, but I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it out or not. And there were lots of obstacles to overcome. So I guess that could be
cliffhanger.
That's a cliffhanger,
That's the cliffhanger of season one.
That's a definition of a cliffhanger right there.
Yeah, I told my colleague, my communicator who was there with me to shoot me if they got me. And I wasn't kidding because you don't want to be captured by the Iranians or their proxies.
Wow.
Man.
I just got chills.
Speaking of shooting, do any agents actually have a license to kill?
I've never seen one. Then generally speaking, they, you know, you don't carry a weapon. CIA officers are not law enforcement. But since 9/11, there's been a lot of overlap between paramilitary and intelligence collection. And obviously those CIA officers in Afghanistan or elsewhere will be carrying weapons.
Well, I have a whole new respect for the men and women of the CIA after hearing your story there. And boy, I hope this becomes a Netflix special.
It should.
Thank you. Yeah, that would be great. Spread the word.
We'll start right now.
The HK files.
American Spy, Rye Reflections on My Life in the CIA. HK Roy, thank you for your service. Thanks for coming on.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PM.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.